Welcome to episode 486 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton. As always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
And as always, we're joined by producer Gerald.
Good morning, everybody.
How's everybody doing on this fine, fine Mother's Day?
Good.
I'm good.
Don't be too excited about Mother's Day. No respect for the moms.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't sure if you were talking to the audience or if you were talking to us.
I was talking to everybody.
So I was giving maybe the people, the fine folks that in their car.
Or a chance to answer?
Yeah.
Which I couldn't hear because I was asking you guys.
I hope someone's at a Planet Fitness right now just going, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
I actually do too, but I don't know. I don't know that we have a whole lot of Planet Fitness junkies in our audience.
But think about it like this. Somebody's crunching at Gold's Gym, right? And
I don't want anybody listening to us who goes to Gold's Gym.
And you say, how's everybody doing out there on this fine Mother's Day? And they're like, I'm doing great, Dan. Thanks for asking. How are you, Gerald? And Gerald's like, I'm great. See, the timing's going to work out perfect if they did that.
I see what you're saying. This is fine. I guess.
I think we nailed it. Happy Mother's Day. It won't be when you're listening, but it was.
It was when it recorded. That's what matters.
Yeah. And so if you don't celebrate that, it's just Sunday.
I don't know why you wouldn't celebrate Mother's Day. I think everybody has a mom of some sort, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think most people do.
Some people don't like their moms.
That doesn't change the fact that it's Mother's Day.
Yeah, but you wouldn't celebrate it.
If
you didn't like your mom.
Maybe. I think at bare minimum, you have to acknowledge that they birthed you.
Yeah. Like, my mom's passed away. It's less celebratory.
Understand that.
Yeah.
But it's also a day to reflect.
Yeah. I'm not a big reflector.
I know.
So.
You could still do it, though. I know you're not a big reflector, but
a huge reflector.
For those that may be in the same situation as you, they might be reflectors. They could use this day to do so.
I don't know if a reflector is being used right.
I'm pretty sure it's not. But hey, that's what we do here.
Yeah. Yeah. I decided to spend my Mother's Day on here with you guys. Reflected.
Yeah. Me too.
Me three. There's a
couple three reflectors on here.
I'm going to see my mom later. Yeah. I already gave my wife a gift for my son.
What did he get her?
He got her an insulated water bottle that says Mom Energy on it. And then a little house decoration that says Mom is the heart of the home.
Oh.
It's and a card.
It's a weird thing with Mother's Day that you're like, you're responsible for that gift until they're old enough.
Right. And then they just make ashtrays in art class.
Yeah. At my stepdad's house, there is an ashtray that I have handcrafted and painstakingly painted. It not the dimensions of any ashtray that ever made sense, but that's what I made. It's more like a shot glass.
Well, let me tell you something. When you're a child and you're making an ashtray for your parents, whether they smoke or not is irrelevant. Okay. Yeah. You're making an ashtray for your parents. The most important thing is that it has the little divots where the cigarette goes.
Oh, I had some divots. As unintentional as they were. I also painted it like a tie-dye color.
I feel like today, if you were in school and your kid made an ashtray in art class, the CPS would get called on you.
They Today's sure world. Would cancel the teacher that allowed that to happen.
I feel like. And that's unfortunate because I feel like ashtray making is...
It's gone away.
Well, it's kind of a, it's almost like a rite of passage.
Tell me about the craft of ashtray, the skill trade ashtray of crafting. Ashtray making.
Yes.
All right. You see that red one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it was that, but shittier, that's what I made. And it's also, my proportions aren't right. Like I was saying, it's small, like the bottom of a cup and tall.
That's okay. You can get a lot of ashes in there.
You got a lot of ashes, yeah. And then I chose to, again, to do it multicolored.
And I mean, that's perfectly fine because technically, and it's right there in the name, an ashtray is to hold ashes, not cigarette butts.
Yeah, but I didn't make an ashtray. I made an ash bowl.
Which is fine.
Or cup.
It's still cup. Supposed to hold ashes. But a lot of times what you see with the ashtray is that what the people do is they put the butts out in the ashtray. And technically, it's not a butt tray.
What are you supposed to do with the butt?
I don't know. But it's an ashtray. It's right in the name.
What if we shut this thing down and make butt trays? Type in butt tray.
Please do type in butt tray. Jesus.
Maybe cigarette butt tray if you want to use this computer ever again.
It's A-Y. B-U-T-T space R-A-Y.
I think it auto-corrected because butt tray is not a thing. Who's this gentleman that keeps pulling up?
Some baseball player.
Buttrell? Buttray. There's a butt. Look at that. Butt tray. It actually brought up smoking stuff.
It just pulled up those. Oh, that's one, I guess. The like with the sand that you shovel them in?
Yep.
But then you need a separate vessel for the ashes.
Yes.
You can't flick them in the sand.
No, but you can flick them in the wind, and the wind will carry them away.
That's how you burn a forest down. I understand, though.
Depends on where you live. There's a tray that says nice butt on it.
That's an industry that has fallen from grace, huh?
I would say so.
Like, there used to be a real market for making ashtray.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just a tray that says nice butt on it.
I already said that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Golly, look at that. One needs to be emptied out.
Yeah.
That's when... Whenever people are like, oh, you smell like an ashtray or it smells like some, that's because of that right there.
That's what you're thinking.
People don't do that. Fuck that guy. Oh, hold on. Blow up that. That green one's looking close.
Which one?
That green thing he's got pulled up there.
That one?
Yeah. Also, fuck Google for pulling up the same size image. All right. If you took off whatever design is on that. And just realized it was shitty. That's kind of what I made.
Gotcha. It's got a fish on it.
Oh, yeah. It's a Billy the Bad. Badass
that is
bass.
That is a trout of some sort. Or a bass, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's Billy Bass. That's kind of what I made. It was that shape, and it was... See, it's a bass making that all topographical there. Mine was shitty pottery.
Got it. Yep. Yes, I'm not a potterist either.
I think I made it in, like... I mean, it was early on, probably like fourth grade or something.
Oh, yeah.
Would you call it a potterist?
Yes, I don't think
that's probably not right, is it? That's when you're into Harry Potter?
Potterist?
Yeah.
I don't know what a potterist is, but it seems right. Seems like a potterist would be someone who's into making pots.
Yeah.
Or it's into someone who's planting pot, maybe, growing
pot.
It's probably
pot. A potologist, I think, is what it's called.
Potologist. Yes.
See, I didn't make an ashtray when I was in school. I made a little container, and it was bigger than an ashtray, and I painted it black, and I was a big football fan, so I had the Falcons on the side. I still have it downstairs.
Like a weed container?
No, it was just put random stuff in it.
What do you put in there?
I have, like buttons.
Like a pocket hole.
Yeah, like buttons, paper clips.
The shit you definitely need. Okay.
Some coins here and there, just some random. It's just random shit.
Yeah, what's in that little pot right there? That's it's weed, buttons, coins, a broken toothpick, half a mint. All the things one holds on to.
I'm gonna go down and take a picture of it and send it to you guys.
Yeah. I like how you made it for yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the assignment either.
No, I didn't care.
I think you were supposed to make an ashtray for your parents.
No, I hated that. I got too many dents in my head from ashtrays.
We're not going to be able to unpack that here.
That's a that's a story for another time.
But like, actually went to a school, publicly funded school, with a teacher who assigned, like, handed us the assignment to handcraft an ashtray.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what we weren't told to make a different thing.
No, we were told to make an ashtray, and that's what I made.
Yeah. It's like, they're like, Gerald, why does your ashtray have a lid on it and say buttons on the side?
Right.
No, it doesn't have a lid.
It's a container.
It's like a big coffee cup without the...
You made an ashtray that you keep buttons in.
Yeah. And coins. I had all kinds of stuff in there. I don't
you
even
said, know. Yeah, like you were way too excited about that.
Because I was
like,
envisioning that he made like this vessel. This vessel with a lid that holds buttons and knickknacks. But instead, it's just an ashtray that he's just not calling an ashtray.
Yeah, it sounds like. It's pretty thick.
Yeah, well, mine's not right either.
It could be an ashtray. It could still be an ashtray. It just needs to hold the ashes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Possibly. But I didn't give it to my mom. I kept it.
You personalized it. You painted a football on the side and wrote your name underneath it. Mine says my name underneath it.
Oh, mine too. You scratch it in the bottom.
Yeah.
Mine's black and red. It says Falcons.
It's probably time to paint that over.
Nah. Memories.
I'm glad that we're talking about potterists because I've wanted to get a pottery wheel as an adult.
Oh my God.
I go through rabbit holes where I'm like, I'm gonna just do pottery for the rest of my life.
You're not.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
You're not.
They sell a nice like that orange one right there.
Oh, the pottery forming machine?
The like fifth one over.
Yeah. It's a pottery forming machine.
No, not that one. The red one, Gerald.
You said orange. Go.
Well, that either way, the one you clicked on was yellow.
Gerald, he's not wrong.
This one here is like a small self-contained unit. The price is right.
You can make lots of ashtrays with that, yeah.
I can make all the ashtrays.
That's about how big my thing is, mine.
I'll send it to you to put your vape in. The vape tray.
I don't know if that's a thing, but...
If I'm making pottery, everything's a thing. Gerald will have a brand new button holder.
Look at this thing. How's this thing work?
It like a pottery wheel. Look.
Huh.
That looks good to me. That looks fun to me. I don't want to do it with somebody like that. I don't do it by myself, but
like ghost? You do it with a ghost?
Yeah. But there's like that person wasn't even ghost and they're sitting in front of it all. Look at it, like get your hands off my pot, you're ruining it.
This doesn't look fun to me at all.
No.
There's people on TikTok and I get to watching them and then I'm like, I should do pottery.
This doesn't seem fun at all.
Then you have to bake it.
I understand. I know how it works. You don't just get to have wet clay as a pot. I understand.
Gerald, think how many buttons you can put in those, though. I'll also let you in on a little secret. You're never going to use those buttons for anything.
Yeah, you're not. Just so you know.
I have.
No, you haven't. My shirts come with extra buttons. I'm like, really? Who do they think is buying this? Because if a button pops off this thing, I'm not going to be like, I know where the spare's at. It's in my button jar.
Do you guys know how to sew?
Yes.
No.
I can, yes. I'm a yes as well, Gerald.
You know what I do when a button pops off? I throw it in the trash.
You had to learn in school? You didn't have to learn in school, Ryan?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
You didn't say if I ever sewn. I don't know how to sew. I've sewn.
So you've been taught to sew. You just...
I don't know if I've been taught to sew. I mean, I had home ec.
Oh, I've actually learned it. I've actually learned how to sew. I can sew. I'm not making a quilt, but I can sew a button back on. And
they didn't call it home ec. They called it the. It had a different name. Like we didn't cook in there, but one of the lessons was like a basic stitching.
Oh, we cooked.
Yeah, it wasn't called home ec. It was called something else. It was based off like child raising because everybody was having kids in high school.
Oh, it was called home economics for me.
Yeah, and we had that baby that you had to pack around.
Uh-huh. We had that too, only we did it with an egg because I did it a long time ago and that's what they did.
No, we had that live action baby. And a couple people just brought their actual baby.
Mm.
So I'm like, these people don't need the class. In fairness, they're already done.
But you know, down there, that's down there and down there.
Yeah, I like to think it happens everywhere.
That's how things roll.
Child development was the name of the class. Another thing we had to do that you would never do today, I feel like, in that child development class, you had to draw out of a hat, and you had to do a mock wedding.
Ooh.
Like they brought in someone to, like an actual like wedding planner, and went through everything, and you like did a full ass wedding.
Really?
Yep.
That sounds horrible.
Yep. Yeah. It is horrible, and let me tell you why it's horrible, because I don't want to participate in anything ever, even as an adult. It was no better when I was younger. So they're like, we need somebody to draw. I'm like, let me draw first. Let's get this out of the way when I have all these options. And I go yank out groom immediately.
What does that mean?
It means I had a speaking role. I had to get married.
Oh, got it. Got it.
And then my least compatible option in the classroom grabbed the bride.
Mm.
And then one of my real close friends grabbed the preacher, the minister.
Why couldn't it be the judge?
I don't know.
You should have been the judge.
Because we were in the South. There's always going to be a
should have been the justice of the peace.
And everything about it was wrong. I don't know if you heard that part. So here's why it's shitty, though, because it's like, it sounds like it wouldn't be so bad because it's just a class. Every person gets to invite two people from the school who are not in the class.
Mm.
And so there's like 100 people of a school of like 400. There's like 100 people in there to watch you get married to someone fake married to someone.
Now, was it, were you the only groom?
Yeah. It's just the one wedding.
Oh, no.
Like reception and everything. There was food after. Like, it's a whole situation. You read all the lines.
So could you get like person's guest seated at table number 9 or something?
Yeah. Well, no. There were attendees, though. There were people that just went.
Oh, that's what I would want. And I wouldn't invite anybody because I don't have any friends. So.
And I thought you go early because then you have more options.
You played the odds. I get it.
I played the odds and lost. I mean, first yank, just groom right off the rip.
That's how it works.
I'm like, can you unfold all these? Because I don't know that they don't all say groom.
You're the first kid to get married in that school, in your class.
Oh, no. They did every year. I got to go. It was fine to go as like a someone who's just going to get finger food later on. Because the other kids like did the whole, they had to set it up. Like school would buy like little Debbies and stuff. And they would like cut them up in the fours because we were poor. And that would be the kind of food that they handed out.
Who wants to eat a quarter of a fucking Little Debbie? Not this guy. Jesus.
You don't want a quarter of a Nutter Butter? Nutty Buddy?
No.
What's it called?
A zebra cake.
Yeah, a quarter of a Swiss cake roll?
Zebra cakes are the best by Little Debbie.
I grew up on Little Debbie's, and as an adult, I can say that none of them are any good.
Oh, I still get...
Cosmic Brownie?
No.
Oh,
oatmeal pie?
I get oatmeal pies, I get fudge rounds, and I get zebra cakes.
Hey, those fudge rounds
are only three I'll eat.
Yeah, fudge rounds don't fuck around, and oatmeal cream pies are fantastic.
Those are the only three things I get.
I like a
I've
snowball.
Tried other stuff, and I'm like, man, these fucking chocolate chip cakes aren't the same. You'd think they would be, because they're essentially a zebra cake with the chocolate chips on top, but they ain't right. There's something wrong with them chocolate chips, man.
Those?
I like that. Yeah, I like those. Yeah.
Those are fancy. Those are for adults. Zebra cakes are for children.
Yeah, you're a heathen there, Gerald.
Gerald,
I definitely don't eat their holiday themed stuff.
I ate all that shit.
Gerald's like, yeah.
I definitely don't get their Halloween themed stuff, and here's why. Because Little Debbie stuff ain't great to start with. When it's a special recipe, they're just trying for this one holiday out of the year. It probably really ain't good.
Gerald had like an affair with Little Deborah. It's like, I like everything about her.
And the stuff they try to copy aren't any good either.
Now, I will say, if you want if you want that little cupcake, you want the Hostess.
Yep. And if you don't go with a Swiss roll, you go with a fucking Hostess ho-ho.
Yeah, Swiss cake rolls, they're okay. I get down with those. I used to try to delicately.
No.
With my teeth, I would peel the layer or the thin layer of chocolate off and just eat the cake.
No.
See, back in the day, we would go to, so when I lived on Fort Campbell, we'd go to the swimming pool. We would stop by the shop bit. We'd get, spend $1 on a box of Little Debbie cakes and $1 on a 2 liter of soda. And that was basically our lunch.
Holy fuck, man. No wonder you got to work out all the time.
Dan, you used to bring an entire Little Caesars hot and ready and 6 liters of Mountain Dew every day and 12 packs of cigarettes. I think Gerald's fine.
He's still alive. It was never 12 packs of cigarettes.
You're still here. He's fine.
11.
No. Damn, I was always a pack a day smoker before I quit.
He'd have like a Walmart bag with 3 1-liter Mountain Dews, a carton of cigarettes, and then a hot and ready in the other hand.
The hot and ready you're not wrong on.
And I'm like, damn, is that for today? He's like, that's for lunch break. Just putting, sliding cigarettes with one another while he's eating a slice.
None of that is true.
That's the way I remember it.
You're such a fucking liar. You're such a liar. None of that is true.
That's the way I remember it.
I'm not saying I ate healthy, and I'm not saying I didn't smoke, but everything you're saying is a lie.
That's the way I remember it. Gerald, you good?
I'll be good. I'm just picturing Dan doing that.
Yeah, well, I can really picture it because that's how it went.
It never went that way.
Look, I exaggerated about the carton of cigarettes, but all the rest of that is exactly
all true. The rest of that's fairly true.
He would have a bag of 1 liter sodas.
Yeah.
He's drinking that 1 liter soda, got the pizza in the hand. Hey, what are you pre-ordering today?
Yeah. There's a lit cigarette in front of somebody while they're talking, the ashtray that he made when he was young.
A whole bunch of
Gerald's
in
button
it.
Container.
Good times.
His Atlanta Falcons ashtray is just sitting there on the counter.
I tell you what, I still stand behind a hot and ready for what it is.
Yeah, me too. They're not any different than they were the 12 years ago I'm talking about, 15 years ago I'm talking about.
Yep, they are. But for what they are, you walk in, you say, I want a pizza, they give it to you. You walk out and you eat your pizza. And I'll stand behind that.
For those that are new here, Dan and I used to work together, and there was at a GameStop, and there was a gas station like basically in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. So everybody would walk over to that gas station and get everything. Everybody came back with like a bag full of bullshit.
Yeah, oh yeah. I got gummy bears, Haribos. I got fucking
yeah,
you know, all kinds of shit.
So and
okay.
I was going to say, I bet in the time that we were there together, like no exaggeration, probably 300 hot and readies and Baconators went through that place.
Oh, without a doubt.
We just ate like total garbage all the time.
Every now and then we'd switch it up and try to be quote unquote healthy and go to Arby's.
Oh my God, we ate so much garbage in that place. I know that job was a time and place, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. We had a lot. Part of it was our crew. A lot of it was our crew. And the cool thing was because we had such a good crew, our customers weren't assholes.
Yeah, I think we trained we changed the culture of the customer in that place.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, it was fun.
I worked at the shoe store. So when I worked at the shoe store, one of the part timers on the weekends, if he was going to be late on Saturday or Sunday, he would always bring hot and ready.
That's not a bad move.
No, that's actually a very good way to be. That's definitely an I'm sorry, and it's definitely a you're forgiven.
Yeah, because it's just a couple minutes. Let me get a slice.
You know? Right. And he lived right next door to a Little Caesars. He just ran over there, grabbed it, and headed to work.
Or he was probably late.
I was going to say, that's a real chicken and egg situation.
Yeah, right?
Were you late because you got the pizza, or did you get the pizza because you were late?
Pizza because he was late. I didn't care. He brought us food.
Yeah. Now, I was at Sam's Club the other day getting some stuff, and Dan, I really want to know how you feel about this.
Okay.
So the Sam's Club, if for those that aren't familiar, has like a cafe in the front of it.
This is going to a bad place. I can
hot
tell
dogs,
already.
And oh, sliced so pizza. Now, here's what I will say before you. I get into this. I'm pro Sam's Cafe. The food is good there.
Mm-hmm.
They have like churros and pizza and hot dogs, that kind of bullshit. But the guy in front of me, he said, give me two meat lover pies, like he was in New York ordering pizza. And I want to know if you feel like that's acceptable, because he talked like he was about to get the best thing ever. Because people don't say pies down here.
No. Okay. Here's the thing. Calling it a pie is acceptable.
That's what I was wondering.
When you're at a pizza place.
Gerald, pull that back up.
It is not acceptable to walk into a Speedway and ask him for a pie.
I mean, that's basically what effectively is what he's doing. This is a current menu.
Right.
So
he wanted a $9 pizza.
Correct. He said, give me two meat lover pies.
Yeah, not in Sam's Club. No, you do that. That you call it's a pie at a pizza joint.
I immediately thought about you because I'm like, I think he would be offended.
You were right.
and I was in line for a churro that they didn't have, so I was also offended.
See, I'd be an asshole, and I'd have on the menu a pie, just like a piece of pie.
Just and then you want meat lover,
just throw them a whole bunch of meat on the actual pie.
Pecan. That's a little ham on top of that with some pepperoni.
So that's right, Stan. It's perfectly acceptable to call it a pie. It doesn't matter what part of the United States you're in, as long as you're at a place that specializes in pizza.
Well, Sam's Pizza is pretty good.
It's not a pizza place.
Their hot dogs are banging.
That's because they use Nathan's.
They're big, plump, juicy.
It's a pizza pretzel.
Oh, I don't think ours has that. Ours doesn't specialize in that.
It's the secret menu.
That's just somebody that brought one with them and held it up.
And that's sacrilegious right there, let me tell you.
There's a couple. There's this person and...
That's the same person.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. It just zoomed in.
Yeah. It's got that.
Yeah.
That pepperoni didn't look real because I don't like pepperoni just to lay on.
Yeah, I'm fundamentally against that.
Yeah, but that guy's like, give me two meat lover pies. And I was like, Sam's Club, bro.
Yeah, no. Like, I would even go as far to say, you guys will get this reference, but the listeners probably won't. Like, if you were going to the Black Horse and ask for a pie, that would be I would accept that.
I don't even like it then, though.
It's probably not the way you should order it, Black Horse.
Right.
But I would even go as far to say, like, if you were to go into a pizza chain, you could call it a pie. A Pizza Hut, a Domino's, you could ask for a pie. You don't go into Fast Track and ask for a pie.
I think you're an asshole at Domino's asking for a pie.
And do you? I don't. Because it's a place that specializes that does pizza. That's what they're...
You walk in Little Caesars, you're like, give me a $5 hot and ready pie.
It's not great. But I'll accept it because... And I'll be honest, there's going to be all kinds of pizza connoisseurs from different parts of the country that feel different ways about this.
Yeah.
No,
I don't think so. I think everybody's going to be on the same side.
No, because technically there will be people that say you should only call it a pie in Chicago.
Right. But I think that everyone's going to be in agreement that you don't do it at Sam's Club.
Sam's Cafe. Yeah, pretty much.
Now, again, I want to circle back, Sam's, Walmart, if you're listening. The pizza's fantastic. And I'm pro cafe. You need to work on the churros here because I wanted one, and they told me they don't have the staff to make anything but pizza.
Mm.
I don't know if that means they're shorthanded or their staff's not capable of dropping a churro in a fryer. I don't know.
Probably the former.
I know they have
the
products because they just take them off the shelf.
Yeah, because I have a BJ's membership. I do not have a we don't do Sam's.
Yeah. The Sam's hot dog bar is fantastic because they give you a hot dog, but they have their condiment bar. They even have little packs of sauerkraut.
Mm.
Like you can make an actual like whatever kind of hot dog you want.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it should be. I can get behind that.
And also you get like I don't know what that menu showed. You get like a hot dog and a drink and it's like $1.50. Times are tough, so it probably went up. No, yeah, it's still $1.50.
$1.50.
And it's a big fat ass, like juicy hot dog.
Hey, that pizza pretzel's actually on the menu. I thought it was, said it was a secret menu. It's right there on the fucking menu.
It's $2. That one looks like a face, doesn't it? Like a puckered up old man face.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like E.T.
Yeah, it does, because the
or
cheese.
Or turtle head.
Look at that churro. They don't have them. And also, that that soft serve there is like a Frosty, like a knockoff Frosty.
Mmm. I can get behind a Frosty, though.
Yeah. It's not really like a hack. They had pretzels and they had pizza. They Somebody's like, we're out of pies. You want a pretzel with shit on it? Yeah. Shout out to Sam's Club and Sam's Cafe. Gerald, are you a card-holding member of the Sam's Club?
No, because I live on the other side of town.
Yeah, you're right. And you, and no one needs 45 gallons of Miracle Whip.
Right. But when I did live on that side of town, and when I worked at the mall, I went there often.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's and that's why my biggest gripe about Sam's versus like Costco or BJ's is everything. Well, it used to be the last time. I haven't been in Sam's in a while, so I don't know. But everything is like bulk.
Now, when
I say bulk, what I mean is here's one giant thing of mayonnaise.
No. No, it's like you'll get like four things of mayonnaise.
Okay, so they changed it since I've been in there last time.
Some stuff is like you're saying, but most stuff now is you just get more. Like if you go buy a fresh asparagus, you just get two bundles instead of one.
Yeah, if you go get barbecue sauce, you get three bottles.
Yeah, most stuff like
regular size bottles.
Yeah, because I think the manufacturers realize it's easier for them to just make one size and put three in a box.
I'm not wrong.
And so most stuff is like that. Now, the problem is, here's what Sam's gets right. And I don't know if it's all Sam's, but this one, I walk in and I scan stuff with my phone as I go, and then I just hit pay, and then I walk out.
We can do that at BJ's. We don't. But yeah. We pre-shop with our coupons.
Yeah.
And upload them and grab that stuff, and then... You actually can just check out on your phone if you want to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't do anything. I scan it all. I check out, and then you walk out, and they scan your phone. Because Sam's has trust issues. I don't know if BJ's does.
Oh, take a magnifying glass to your receipt when you're walking out.
So at Sam's, they scan your receipt, and then they have to scan the items in your buggy. Not all of them, but most of them, and then it has to match.
Oh. Yeah. No. It's not that bad. They just check over your receipt and make sure.
You have to wait to get out. There's like a line.
And it depends on like which one you go to, too. Because there's some in, I guess you would call them, not quite as good parts of town that they're a little more adamant about checking than they are at others.
But I don't like people, so I'm an asshole, and I'll buy six barbecue sauces because I'll eventually use them to not have to go to Walmart.
Yeah, that's what we do with some stuff like... I buy my chicken broth that way because I do a lot of cooking with chicken broth.
Mm, you just drink that broth too.
No, I know you can, but I also sometimes I'll cook asparagus and chicken and chicken broth, and then I'll jar up the leftover chicken broth and use that as chicken broth later on in something, in a soup or something. I do that too. So do it with that. I do it with, that's how I buy my olives because we eat a lot of olives.
Black or green?
Both.
Okay. I'm pro olive.
Manzanilla.
Gerald, you like olives?
No, I don't. I don't do olives, green or black.
I kind of knew you were going to say that. I feel like.
Yeah, I also knew before I asked. I'll tell you, and I'm sure your olive connoisseurs, like your pizza connoisseurs, won't appreciate this, but the little cups of like the sliced pearls. They're just convenient.
They are not my favorite olive.
Correct. But they're convenient. You're having tacos, you just grab one, pop it open. Yep.
Doing a pizza, grab one. I actually feed those to my son.
Yep. They're pretty convenient. Gerald, when's the last time you had an olive?
Maybe 96.
Yeah. That's oddly specific. So props.
How do you know the fucking day, the fucking year?
Because I go by where I worked at the time.
That's the fact that you didn't like olives didn't surprise me at all, but the fact that you knew the year that you had one caught me off guard.
Yeah, right?
Olive, I'd say 96.
Right.
That's a long time ago too.
I worked at Luigi's Pizza out there by Gate 6, and I was trying all the food, all the stuff out there.
Black and green olives are drastically different.
Yeah.
Well, all olives are different.
Yeah, but they're like drastic. Like some stuff, like when people are like,
that's true.
Like green apples or red apples, they're different, but they're not like two different things.
Yeah.
They're still very apple-y.
Yep. It's like when I have
purple grapes, green grapes might have been a better.
When I have tuna fish, like when I get a tuna fish sub from somewhere or something, or I make tuna fish here, I put sliced black olives in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it would be the same if I did green olives. I do dill pickles sometimes.
I like bread and butter pickles because I suck.
What's wrong with bread and butter pickles, man?
They're just not really pickles. But I like them.
Oh, I like all pickles. I've never had a bad pickle.
That's. I've had a bad pickle before.
I like all pickles. Why are you laughing, Gerald?
Because Gerald replaced pickle with dick. Yeah. See?
What's wrong with you?
Gerald's got his giggle box on today. I like it.
I don't know anybody who calls a pickle a dick.
Oh, really?
I don't know anybody who calls a dick a pickle.
100%.
No, I don't know anybody.
Pickle dick. You've never heard that.
I've never heard pickle dick, no. I don't even know what that means.
Gerald, type in pickle dick.
Don't type in pickle dick. It's going to be gross.
It won't be. It'll be pickles shaped like dicks. Because the internet.
Okay. Oh, my God. No, I've never heard pickle dick. I don't.
Hey, that one is a dick.
What one is?
That pickle in his hand.
That is not a dick.
That's a dick. I like it. Somebody grabs that out of a jar and they're like, hold on, let me put this on the ground.
Huh.
What's that top illustration doing?
Look, that pickle's got a dick.
That's not a pickle. That's a cucumber.
Yeah, you let that pickle go too long. What's that first one?
Huh.
That dude, it's like he's like fucking a pickle.
Hump day. No, I think his dick is a pickle, I think is reference. Isn't that what this whole conversation started?
Yeah.
That just says BDE and has a picture of a pickle. Yeah, those are handcrafted there. Yeah. Somebody's cutting the tops off of them and put them down there like balls. Yeah, well.
Well, this is horrible.
Yeah. It's not good. If we use images for the each episode, I would use a pickle.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I don't love a dill pickle, which I know is controversial.
It is controversial. I do like a dill pickle.
I'll eat a dill pickle. I don't love them, though.
I do. I make them.
You get them big juicy bastards from the gas station?
Hmm?
A pickle in a bag?
No.
Is it acceptable as an adult to be driving down the road eating one of them pickles in a bag?
Okay. It is never acceptable as an adult to be eating any pickle while you're driving down the road.
What if you just had a jar?
No.
You just had a jar of pickles in the cup holder.
Maybe if you're walking. If you're walking, you can do it. You should not be doing it when you're driving.
Oh, it's more offensive for you to walk down the street with a jar of pickles eating them.
I don't think so.
In the car.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, those. Gerald, you ever eat a bag of pickle like that?
No.
Sour pickle? Why? Ooh, I don't want a sour one.
That's a yummy pickle.
It's got eyes on it. I don't eat anything that still has the eyes.
Interesting.
Hot pickle. Sour pickle. Kosher pickle.
I guess you can read. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's a hot mama, a big papa, a sour sis, and a garlic Joe.
Look at that garlic Joe. He looks like he don't fuck around.
Yeah, I know.
Gerald, I need to rewind, though. If you saw somebody driving down the road with a jar of pickles eating, is that worse than if some dude's walking outside in front of your house with a jar of pickles eating them?
I think just walking out of the house down the street eating some pickles is.
Jar pickles in one hand, the pickle you're eating in the other.
Yeah, no, I'd rather them drive.
No lid.
Oh, no.
Lid's gone because you're going to eat all them pickles.
Yep, I'd rather have somebody walking than driving.
But the bag pickle's made for on-the-go consumption. Now, they sell those.
I don't care.
What are the pickle chips? What are the, not the chips, but the, there's a brand that sells, like, the sliced pickles.
Oh, snap.
Is that, yeah, maybe that's what they're called, but they're, like, popular. Look at that guy.
Oh, well, that is not how you eat a fuck. Look what that guy did. What's wrong with that fucking guy?
He just took a bite right out of the middle of the fucking pickle.
You son of a bitch.
That guy's on TikTok. I see him pop up, but he'd bit that pickle right in the side.
Man, that dude needs to be punched. That is not how you eat a pickle, motherfucker.
Yeah, the ones you're talking about, they're like a little bag, and they have spicy and regular.
Yeah, I think they're Oh Snap.
Yeah, those things are everywhere in gas stations.
Yeah, you can. They're in Walmarts and stuff, too.
Yeah, I think those are
popular. You can buy like a box that has like six packs in them.
Now, Gerald, when's the last time you had a pickle?
2004? Wednesday, Thursday.
Just a pickle.
No, Wednesday. It'll probably be Wednesday.
Oh, shit. Just a pickle? I probably haven't had just a pickle in 10 years.
Just a pickle? Yeah, I haven't just.
Yeah, I'm not talking like a pickle on your sandwich. Or a pickle, does it come with your sub or?
Probably never.
I like to. Late 2008. You do like a turkey, and you'll put like a pickle in there and some cream cheese and a little mustard.
Look at that. Look at that motherfucker. Yeah, that's Adam Sandler. Look at that.
It's from the cobbler.
Walking down the street with a jar of pickles, eating a pickle.
Yeah, no lid.
No lid. Yeah, if you're not going to have them, of course you're not going to have them. It might be in his pocket, but he's probably going to finish them.
You don't put a pickle lid in your pocket because your pocket will smell like pickle forever.
And those baby dills?
Baby kosher? Like a baby deal. Them short, fat stubbies?
Yeah.
Shorties?
It's not what they're called, but yeah.
I think Vlasic calls them shorties.
I don't think they do.
You know, type in Vlasic. Was it Vlasic?
Vlasic.
Yeah. Type in Vlasic shorties and see what pulls up. This is the worst show ever. Olives, pickles.
Yeah, nothing.
Dan's diet. All right, well, I pulled up booty shorts.
Because I'm your shorties.
What do they call the stubby ones?
Mini kosher dill pickles is what they call them, you idiot.
It's a different name for
them. Snackums?
You know what they do? They do those slices. I like those.
Oh, those are good for sandwiches, yeah.
Yeah, great for sandwiches.
So, last week, you guys gave me a challenge that I don't think was really a challenge. I think you might have thought it was a challenge.
I didn't think it was a challenge. I always knew that you would accept.
So I accepted the challenge, and I watched Lamageddon. Mm-hmm. And the best way I can explain this, the way I feel about this movie, is that movie is horrible, and I am so glad I watched it. Because it is fun. It started out as a student film, University of Miami. I did some research on it afterwards. That's how much I enjoyed the premise of it.
Mm-hmm.
It started out as a student short at Miami, University of Miami, and then they decided to just go ahead and make the full movie. It is only a 70-minute movie.
I think that's about all you need.
Well, because they also stretched out some scenes. Because it's a spoof. It's a sci-fi horror comedy spoof. It is. It's supposed to be. But this movie got made for $3,000.
Yeah. I just want to take everybody through our text message. You said, holy fuck, Lamageddon.
Yeah, I did.
Then you said, I did some research. This student cost $3,000 to make. By that metric, it's fucking fantastic.
That's right.
Then you said, it's pretty horrible. I'm glad I watched it.
Yes. That's
just so everybody can understand where you were at.
I would have never found this movie on my own. I am so glad that you found this for me.
Yeah. I'm upset that, Prime was like, here's something you might like. It shows me that Prime doesn't understand me at all.
So now I'm hoping I'll get more like this. I was thinking they should probably make a sequel. They should call it Apocalypse.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I think that would be a great sequel.
And a lot of the practical effects will still hold up, I think.
So Llamageddon was so much fun to watch. And the best part was, is my wife is not as into movies as I am. So as soon as she saw I was watching it, she took the baby and left the room.
Right. So that's the right. It's the right reaction.
So I got to watch the movie. Oh, there is an alpacalypse. Oh, shit,
there is an alpacalypse. Is that a movie or is that like a fake?
Bad movie poster shot, it says.
Do you remember, not to steal the thunder, do you remember like back in the day they used to show commercials about how it's a good business to buy alpacas? Like on TV?
I don't know, but yeah. I actually, my wife's first cousin has an alpaca farm.
Yeah, they used to show commercials like encouraging people to get into alpacas, like on TV. I remember seeing it growing up.
So yeah, Llamageddon was it was a fun watch.
Gerald, are you gonna watch it?
No.
You still going? No, you guys are so bad. See, I'm. Yeah, and I really appreciate that you found it and were like, I challenge you to watch this. I would have never found it on my own. And so that's was really, really great.
Yeah, my very first thought when I was scrolling through it, I'm like, oh, that looks terrible. And then I thought, he would probably enjoy that. That's exactly how it went in my head.
I have an unhealthy affinity for movies that aren't good. I do. Because I enjoy the process behind it and stuff like that. I'm into movies a little more than like just entertainment value. That's why I did the research. I'm like, how the fuck did they make this? What's going on? And yeah, $3,000. And
does it look possible to have made that movie for $3,000?
I would have definitely thought it cost more.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that all the cast work for free, which is fine. But yeah, there's really only one or two locations. So I understand there's not a lot of budget there, but just, I don't know. I don't know how much it costs to rent an alpaca. I got to feel like it takes at least a week to make a movie, minimum, I would think. And I would think renting an alpaca.
There's plans for a sequel called Apocalypse from the same people.
Awesome. See, yeah. I know these are my people.
I like the headline on this one. Llamageddon review. A killer llama from Gerald clicked off of it.
Sorry.
Is that the full tagline?
A killer llama from outer space to compliment your weekly acid trip is what the name of that's.
I could definitely see how drugs would enhance this experience.
You see that illustration up top though? That looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. The Llamageddon one?
Yeah, where it's like shooting the actual. It doesn't look as bad as the CG lasers that actually shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. So I'm really glad I watched it. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I also went and saw. I'm trying to get to the movie theater like once a month or so, give or take. So I went and I saw Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. On Friday. So that's been my big movies week. Big movie week this week.
What about games? Did you play anything?
Games? Just more Borderlands. I finished Borderlands. I still have to do some side quests to really get into the chaos chamber, the end game. I do want to at least max out the level on that. The level cap right now is 40. I'm at 34, so I want to do enough side quests to at least max that out. I'm almost thinking I might create a different character and play it, because I played it on like baby mode all the way through. And so I'm feeling like I may play through it again with a different character, respec him a little bit, and maybe play at a higher level so my loot's a little better, because my loot's not great right now. So, but yeah, and then I downloaded, and now I want to start playing it, Trek to Yomi, which is a new black and white 2D side-scrolling samurai game.
It looks good.
Yeah, it does look good, and I'm a big, you know, samurai movie fan, and it's supposed to be very, very nostalgic towards that. So, I will, I have that, I downloaded that last night, and because it's free on Game Pass, so I'm kind of excited to play that. So, but that's it. That's
Dan, look at this shirt. It's a Llama.
Is that a Llamageddon shirt?
Yeah.
Man, look at that.
It's from Etsy. It's purple too.
Ooh, that's my favorite color.
$15 from Etsy.
Wow, it's like a quarter of the budget for the movie.
I was just thinking if they did like a, because I'm sure it has like a following. It's from 2015, so they may have missed the some of the initial surge. But something like this seems like it would be perfect for like a Kickstarter. The Alpocalypse.
Yeah.
And if you just sell a bunch of llama merch, Llamageddon merch, I feel like people would get it just to be ridiculous. Damn, Gerald found that shirt quick as hell.
I would get it just to get it. I might still get it. Yeah, I like those movies. That is just a ridiculous idea. That's like a horror comedy, sci-fi comedy, bad acting. I like that stuff. It's not the only thing I like, but I do like it. I like all spectrums of movies.
Gerald, did you play anything?
Played No Man's Sky, and I finally got the platinum on that.
There we go. I was gonna say, aren't you gonna follow up on that?
No, I had to throw in that softball. I've been waiting the whole show for him to bring it up. Is that the only thing you played? You spent all your time getting that platinum?
Yeah, just that.
You know he did. Why are you asking?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes Gerald plays other shit.
Not when he's
platinum
gunning for that platinum. Uh-uh.
Platinum farming. I played I played some more Lego Skywalker Saga. I enjoy that a lot. I'm slowly working my way through it because I've been playing a lot of Switch Sports. And I'm a big fan of the Switch Sports. It gives me old school Wii Sports vibes. Mm. They have bowling, badminton, tennis, sword fighting, and volleyball. Huh. And I like it a lot. It has online mode. You can play with friends online. You can play against other people online. It's got like kind of almost like a gacha game redemption thing where you earn this currency for completing, or the better you do, the more you earn. It has soccer too. I think I left that out. But as you earn these coins, then you get these random rewards from sets that are timed. And so to kind of keep you playing, golf is coming soon. It's not in there yet. But it's very Wii Sports Resort. And I really like it. I jump in, I bowl two or three games, and I jump out. It's been perfect for that.
Nice.
Or I jump in and play volleyball and, you know, whatever it is. But they even get wacky, like you can see on that image he just pulled up. Like, that's one of the survival bowling, so it's not just as simple. There's, like, blockers and stuff. The soccer is like Rocket League, but with people. Like, the ball is big, and it moves slow, and it's floaty, but you have people. And it's pretty good. The whole thing is pretty good. There's a lot of net-based action in there, which is like volleyball, badminton,
uh-huh.
You know, those tennis.
That's easy. They create the easy back and forth is why. It's easy to program, I would imagine.
Those are all kind of the same. And you know, they're different. You know, volleyball, like, you're gonna have to the initial hit, then you're gonna have to set it, then you're gonna have to spike it, and so the timing matters. Tennis is weird because you control both players. You control the front and the back if you're playing against somebody you know, but if you're playing against online, everybody's separate.
I hate that. I hate that in games.
But the bowling is fantastic. It feels – there's a sword fight in Chambara. It's a the sword combat is really simple, right? The side they attack on is the side you have to block on. If you block, you stun them. See how this soccer's like Rocket League?
Yeah, with a big floaty ball.
It's like big a floaty. You actually unlock goal explosions. There's a leg strap. It doesn't work yet, I don't think.
What does that do? Does that motion sense your leg?
Yeah, but I think it's coming through an update. Like, so when you buy the game, it comes with that leg strap, but at no point does it ask you anything about the leg strap.
Huh.
But I heard it was coming through an update, so I don't know. The badminton's pretty good. They're all pretty good. They're all fun. And they all take, like, 5 minutes or less for a match, which is super nice.
Yeah.
Volleyball's a ton of fun.
I can see this being good for you.
Yep, and everything is playable local or online multiplayer. So if you have two people in the house, all you need are the two Switch controllers, your two Joy-Con, you just hand them out.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah. And, I mean, you remember how everybody was, like, even people who didn't like video games, like the Wii Sports, it's just that.
Right.
I think they have a plan to continue to add sports into this, but I really, really like it. And I think it's only $50. It's not a full-price game.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. So... pretty neat.
Glad you found something to fill in those few moments.
And we have a short time. It's worked out really good. That's all I played.
I didn't do anything else. Are we quiet? We're super quiet. What's going on?
I don't know. Letting Gerald soak in the Switch Sports. Gerald, does it interest you?
He's watching it, interested.
Yeah, he does.
He's like, hold on a fucking second, I'm listening. I'll tell you what's really got its hooks in me is that these, like, they'll put up a set of unlockables, and they're only there for, like, 7 days. But if you unlock everything in the set, you also get, like, extra bonus outfits for doing it. And you can use your Mii face, or you can personalize, like, customize the thing that you play with in there. And they start you with, like, no options. Everybody looks the same. So you're incentivized to play it just to look different.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they have a soccer pack up right now where you can get, like, full soccer uniforms and cleats and everything. And, like, friend of the show, Marshall 205, is a big soccer fan. And so, like, he wants that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure things will pop up like that where they'll put stuff up where you're like, eventually they'll have, like, a Mario outfit and stuff like that where... just to keep you playing, and it's random. You can eventually get everything, but it's random. The other thing that's cool is, like, Gerald's soccer outfits won't look like mine. Not only are they, like, they're limited, but they're also random. Like, my color schemes won't be the same as his color schemes.
Well, that's cool.
Like, I unlocked an Adidas tracksuit looking thing. It's red with the white stripes, you know, the classic.
Mm-hmm.
But Howard unlocked a special, like, limited edition, like, Easter theme one. It's pastels, so his is like light purple with like pink stripes running down the side. But that's just what his looks like. He can't get the red one. I can't get that one.
Can you trade?
No. I wish you could.
Ah.
But it's neat just to see everybody in their individual stuff, and so it's really lean, but I think it's going to be pretty awesome when they keep adding stuff. I hope they add everything from Sports Resort and Wii Sports eventually. Like the baseball and the disc golf and all that. I remember all that being fun. So my only complaint is that Joy-Cons are very small. And holding on to the Wiimote was like holding on to a dick, so it felt comfortable in your hand. But that Joy-Con is really tiny, and at times I feel like a giant trying to hold it and still maneuver with it. And you don't have to play with motion if you don't want. You can turn it off. So.
Gerald's all in.
Now, Gerald's buying it right now, I assume.
Yeah. He's looking to see where it's available locally.
I was doing that.
I know.
Hell yeah, Gerald. Let me know.
Let's see if Walmart and Sango has it.
Well, I was trying to see if Target had it because I know we'll be going to Target later.
Oh.
we'll be going there after the movie.
Oh, yeah, you're going to. I'll be interested to see what you think of it. I didn't speak a lot about what I thought of it, so.
He's speaking about the movie, not the Switch, because Switch Sports.
Yeah.
It's for my not tracking.
The movie.
Dan, does this interest you at all?
No, I don't have a Switch anymore.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know if the game interested you.
I mean, it's cool. It's, yeah, I never, it's not anything I would do anything with, even if I had a Switch still.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I remember, like, people's grandmother and stuff were getting Wii's to play Wii Sports.
Right, and I was not one of those grandmothers.
If the Switch had come out with this as a pack-in, this would be that.
Right.
This game should have come out as a pack-in. I don't know why it didn't, but I'm glad it's here now.
Yeah.
I hate the name. Sports is the name of it, I guess. Like, now that it's... Because they had Wii Sports Resort, and they had Wii Sports, and then this is Switch Sports. I guess Sports is the name of it. And
Sports is the actual name, yes.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, it says Switch Sports on the case, which is a terrible name. But it's good. Gerald, you going to get it?
Debating.
You're going to get it, Gerald.
He's real hot on the idea now, but I feel like as he cools off, he may not be.
Possibly.
It, like I said, it's light right now, but I think golf is next month.
Mm.
And then I hope they keep adding stuff. This would be the thing that would get me. I didn't do the upgrade to like the expansion, the Nintendo Online Plus expansion or whatever they call it.
Right, yep.
I didn't do it, but this would be the thing that would get me to do it because I already want the Animal Crossing stuff anyways.
Right.
And so if they tie these sports to doing that, plus you get all the Mario Kart stuff that they've added, I mean, it, to me, I finally would go ahead and do it, I think. So that's all I got. Gerald, you got anything?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Dan, anything else?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Well, if you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and do so over there. If you can't afford to, that's absolutely fine. Let the guy working at Target know that you want Switch Sports and also to check out the show. Looks like Gerald's going to do today. And if you want to follow us on the social medias, head over to Twitter, game_Stitch, at podcast, Ryan, at Shirtless Dan, at Hoffman Show. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.